USA Radio News.
Senator John McCain is lying in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where top elected officials paid their respects earlier today, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I will miss a dear friend whose smile reminded us that service is a privilege, and whose scars reminded us of the great cost that brave souls pay for our freedom. John felt like family, but of course, it is Cindy and Roberta and Joe and Doug, Andy, Sydney, Megan, Jack, Jimmy, and Bridget who could truly call this man their own.
A funeral in Detroit, Michigan caps off 4 days of celebrating the life of Aretha Franklin. Musical guests included Faith Hill, Jennifer Hudson, Ariana Grande, and Stevie Wonder. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Late in 2017, President Trump was able to pass a tax cut plan. Now there's been talk of a phase two to a tax cut plan. Maddie Dupler is a president of Forward Strategies and also a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She talks about how she looks at tax reform.
Listen, I like to think about tax reform phasing in three different ways. The first was that first month of this year when we saw businesses start to offer bonuses and increase compensation because of the tax reform law. Now, that was just a one-time bonus for workers, but obviously it benefited millions of workers in this country. Secondly, there was a change in the withholding table, so people's paychecks started to get bigger. And now, thirdly, we're starting to see some of the economics, some of those fundamentals change in response to changes in the tax law. Making the United States a competitive place to do business again is good for business, but it's even better for workers.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street this Friday, the day before a holiday weekend. The Dow was down 23 points to close the week at 25,963. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Don't miss Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Pick up juniors and young men's graphic tees, 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express Kitchen Electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid August 30th through September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, today Senator John McCain is lying in state on Capitol Hill. Vice President Mike Pence remembered McCain.
In every generation, there are those who put country first, who prize service ahead of self, who summon idealism from a cynical age. John McCain was such a man. Today, he lies in the place where he served to the last, the Congress of the United States. Soon, he will go to rest on the grounds where he served first, the United States Naval Academy. The eyes of the American people will be upon him as he goes, and so too will their prayers for him, and especially for his beloved family gathered here today. And we will pray that those who mourn shall be comforted. So we mourn with those who mourn, and we grieve with those who grieve, but we do not grieve like those who have no hope. Because John McCain, like millions of Americans, held firm to that hope from an old hymn that became the title of a book he wrote some 20 years ago, Faith of Our Fathers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.